to be.
So we saw the chat in Brisbane about him that Ravina wanted Khalid to go over, so he went through so that they would have the Munna, the same leader, level by level, test by test. And the query asked was, where did Avraham Avinu get this koyach stand up against the whole world? Avraham was Yochid, he was on his own, he was Echad, Hashem was Echad, he was against the whole world on this Nakuda, even against Noach Tzadik, against all Shem Vayu, the whole world he stood against. Where did he get the koyach to do this from? That's what we got up to, yeah? As the Dafkuftes, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilo. Sod emunose shel Avraham Avinu alav shalom hu yadia ki bishvili nivra ha'olam. The secret of Avraham Avinu's emuna, the basis, the foundation of it, was based on the idea of what bishvili nivra ha'olam means. If a person can destroy and ruin the whole world, havaime shechurban ha'olam or tikunay nesuni b'yad Adam, that means that the rectification and the destruction of the world is put into the hands of man. Vim kane and ainam is topic for mut. There's no one in your shir that... Oh, Adam. No, Yaakov doesn't. Yaakov comes in the afternoon, but Adam comes. Sorry, I didn't even notice. No, chas v'chalila. No, stop, come on. I thought it was plasma. Accusing me of thinking that. But it's saying it, it's saying the Takan Ailom Malkul Shakai. So Avraham Avinu decided, why should I settle for a little bit? If I have the power to mamash build the whole world, why be mediocre? Why settle for a bit? It's my desire to go out there and fix up the whole world. Avraham Avinu Harovim Ein Ze Meshana Klau Rukibol Achrayes Al Kol Ailam Velo Yistapit Vakokos Mikach. He took Achrayes for the whole world and wasn't satisfied with anything less than that. I'm responsible for the whole world. Bishvili Nivra Ailam. That's the demand on every Jew. Mila Shemalan. The Kach, Me'alfeinu Bina Araba Me'iru B'Pirish Masech Zadavos. The Me'iri in his Pirish Masech Zadavos. In the first Mishnah. Abba Pisha Boa Kabbalah B'Shem Ve'Eva Shayu Uchlusi Hanamshichin Achrayim Merubim V'Kol Mokam Roi V'Olem Nishu Ach Ha'isa Ma'emunus Hanifsodos V'Yoylam Mesuna V'Hilech Hilech V'Gadol B'Ikfus Ha'emunus Ha'Rolz Behem V'Bnei Le Hoichom V'Mesmaitim Ad Shagia Azman La'Avram Avinu Abba Shalom. Means even a Shem Ve'Eva even though the Kabbalah came by Hashem Va'eva, they were the ones that and they had many that followed after them, nevertheless the majority of the world just a second say your chlesia nimshochim achrei merubim
the majority
nevertheless the majority of the world went after the faulty imunas and the evil imunas. And there was nothing left until Avraham Avinu came along and picked up all the pieces. And he achieved what he was able to according to his nature. As Avraham Avinu was 40 years old, Zal b'mokam acher ben 40 shana hiki Avraham is vayrei. At 40, Avraham Avinu recognized his creator. Because Shiraz Atzma Sholem Imraisa Kilku Bnei Doire Lepshosu Ruach Hashem Vekine B'chachmosu B'Shem Hashem V'kibat Lapayim V'rivay Slavet It's Hashem. He gathered together the multitudes to serve Hashem Ule Yached Eshmoy Ba'ilam Levar Elili Min Aret, to unify Hashem's name and to remove all the Varazores from the world. ונשאלנו אז מהשולים אלפיים שונו והם נקרא מתו הבסינו שני אלפיים טוב. That was the end of what's called the 2,000 years of darkness. It was 2,000 years of darkness and 2,000 years of Torah, and that was the 2,000 years that began with Avraham Avinu. There was no one calling out in the name of Hashem to return the sinners. And that was the beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah. That came about because he took responsibility for the whole world. That means even if I'm only 1 year, the whole world's against me, I'm in a minority, so what? The whole world's up for you, so get on and do what you have to do. Get on with the job. Doesn't matter if everyone's against you. They're also part of your responsibility, and you have to bring them back. You have to make care of them. Mitaych mavat chiyuvi ze, al kol ha'ilam kuloi, with this perspective, with this perspective, this positive perspective on reality, who knows the tefillah gam al stoim shelo tacharev. It means even stoim. They're the bastion of evil, of the antithesis of an Avraham Avinu. Even Avraham Avinu doesn't send them, they shouldn't get destroyed. Why? They're your enemies. No, because we leave the oil, even stoim I have to bring back. The Maraja Teshvay Yerushalayim. Amnam loya lo amon shel sig v'siach achudayig lehem kem em maitse yorob shel akosh bofu. He was concerned for them. Why? Because Hashem created them as well. Peledik ha-machshobah, we could think like that. So father is worried about his father's possessions wherever they are. Even the businesses are not doing well, he's still concerned about it. It's all my say Elohim, and if it's my say Elohim, I've got to look after it. Yehudi ha'ever es Hashem ka'avram avinu mitanyen ma'oed b'matzav aruchoni shokol b'rei olam. He's then concerned about the spiritual well-being of every creature in the world. Ra'einu chadal mila'agoyis b'tavkidu l'korib es leiv Yisrael avim shebashamayim l'harbo is kovat shamayim b'olam. He doesn't withhold himself from the purpose of drawing the hearts of the Jewish people to their Father in heaven, and to increase Kavod Shemayim in the world. Kazua Yisalamaisa Dmusa Sholmana Chofetz Chaim Zatzal. This was the way that the Chofetz Chaim conducted himself. Kudayig Lakula. You just read the Chofetz Chaim, the Hagdama to his forehead. You can sense the enormous concern he had for Kal Klal Yisrael. The Jews of Europe needed the chizuk in a locker, so they wrote the Mishnah Berurah. They were 25 years locked in a room. The Mishnah Berurah wasn't the Chofetz Chaim come morning and write the book. 25 years he worked on the Mishnah Berurah. Aber Yehudi Amerika chibe sefer Nitzchei Yisrael. For the Americans, he wrote a sefer called Nitzchei Yisrael. Avidim shishore b'tzava katav chibur machin Yisrael. For Jews that were being drafted and going to the Russian army, he wrote a sefer to mechazek them and help them. But as a kach v'nirtam v'kol p'ilus akshul avayus Hashem v'lo nisros ha-mikshim. He was involved in all aspects of Klal Yisrael, all aspects of difficulties, and he didn't withhold from the difficulties at all. The Sog Yomov, Keshechodim Nesoyev Bein Iris Yisrael, it was very hard for him to travel amongst all the cities. Kedish Osa Shonim Rabbis, Mevatel Afit Yisrael, Bechvul Yitzakim Tekonis Lutoylesam, the Chomet Chomet used to travel around like a little book peddler. Then telling Yisrael, what was he doing? He was Mekarim Klal Yisrael, wherever he went, he would Mechazek, he would Metaken, he would see what was needed, he would fix. The Gadol Ador, as when it was hard for him to do it, Doris Beit HaKnesset Gadol Lifnei HaKal, V'kach HaYoymer. Oh no, when he was, no, when he couldn't, when he was there. He was traveling around, so he came to one Beit Knesset and he said like this, Kezhesh Re'idus Adama B'Sim, when there's an earthquake in China, V'Rashim O'Bahem Saving, and animals and people are suffering, צריך כל אחד לחשוב את חשבון נפשו. Each Jew has to be חשבון הנפש. מה קלקלתי ומה חטוסי שבעיתי קרה האסון? What did I do wrong and what did I mess up that because of me this earthquake in China happened? שכל המעשה וכל היום בגיני הוא בשבילי נברא אלוהים. because it never happens in the world. Bishvilim, if Ra'elam, it's happening because of me. You don't know about it, so then it's not because of you, because you didn't know about it. But if you find out about it somehow, then you needed to know about it, then you've got to ask yourself, what did I do wrong? Why is this happening? Total responsibility for the world. Clear. But the Chofetz Chaim was a young man. He wasn't already part of the Moitza Gedoyle, or the Gedoyle Yisrael, whatever. There was a big meeting in Moscow, St. Petersburg. I can't remember. There was a terrible gezeira against the yeshivas or something. And all the Gedolim were getting together to decide what to do. And the Chofetz Chaim arrived. I was very surprised. Like, what's this young... He wasn't the Chofetz Chaim then. So one of the Gedolim asked him, what are you doing here? I'm a Kesher. He said, if your daughter's having an operation, you don't come to the hospital. Anyway, what am I doing here? My child's having surgery. Shouldn't I be here? They're cutting the heart of Klal Yisrael out. I shouldn't be here to try and do what I can do. So they led him into the meeting. They understood who he was. And it's also their responsibility. We take Isa Tvisa, this grasp, the Hakkar and recognition, Kani Yochid Ba'almoy Shalakosh Boku, Ba'almoy Shalakosh Boku. I am unique in a Kosh Boku's world. Rubi Tonu Kotachli Sabriya. And on me is the whole purpose of the creation dependent. On what Avram Avinu called me Nisoyso. That Avram Avinu was able to withstand all his Nisoyness. Achiyayra Kosh Boku, the Kipshon Aish Batsiru. Because Boku came and took him out of the burning furnaces of Nimrod. Ani Yochid V'Avram Yochid. Reile Yochid La'atzel Esa Yochid. Hashem said to the Malachim when they were shrying, what are you doing? You going down and saving Avram? And he said, yeah, I'm a Yochid in the world and Avram's a Yochid in the world. And it's only fitting that a Yochid should go and save a Yochid. Kiryachov Ayrei Lomeim Haya Yochid. Who are you levad? Kilo haya mishi yakish HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich oto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was alone. There was no one in the world that recognized that Hashem needed him. Hatshe bo Avram Avinu shugam hu haya yochid v'boide v'alomoy. Avram Avinu was also alone in the world. He was also living his life like nobody else. V'shneim kalsu b'neim bris av v'nitzchis. And the one yochid got together with the other yochid and entered into a love covenant forever. Avram Avinu Nikra Avram Oivei. Avram Avinu is called my beloved Avram. That's how Hashem refers to. Kobnei Dore Laaminu Ki Yitochen Laim Es Abayr. They didn't believe that it's shaykh to love God. Can you love God? How can you love God? V'aftes Hashem Elokecho. You have to love God. How? Yeah, love God. Like loving magnetic air. I mean, what are you going to... How do we relate to God? What are you talking about? How do you love the infinite? Hein Godel Ram V'niso Miro Yashay Yad Leivis is by you. You're chutzpah that you can love God. V'yaitim ikach Litzim Kesh Ishi Kesh Ha'ar. You're going to have a personal love relationship with the creative universe. Kedum Bas Ish V'isha Shira Shirin. How are you going to do that? Not Shaykh. I mean, not be our spora, not be our logic, they were right. Who is right, Noach or Avram? Noach, according to our logic, Noach's right. You're going to have a relationship with the created universe? No one's even interested in you. But what you got to do with you? If you just stop and think who Hashem is for 1 second, it wasn't about we got a puny perception of Hashem. You sit and meditate half an hour on who the created universe is, you just create on the brain a little bit. How are you going to talk to Hashem? How are you going to have a relationship? Love him? So fine, I mean, David, he made me and I've got to do what he's got to do, fine, that I understand. But then I've got to go and relate to him and build and give to him and get into this whole husband-wife type relationship. That's not shaykh. Ache v'avram avinu, choke chippes umotzi kuzu tachli sabriya. He thought and he worked it out and he battled and he struggled until he came to the akara, that's the purpose of the creation. Zuzu gama seydeh shebot tikkele kosh boch sabriya. And therefore you can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that a woman gives to her husband. That's what he discovered. kemayim chazal b'masech des chagiga, the gemayim chagiga, on the gimel says like this. It says that Avraham Avinu is called Nadiv, and Nadiv is someone who gives a free will offering. My offer pamecha b'nealamim bas Nadiv. How beautiful are your the bells on your shoes. Bas Nadiv, the daughter of the giver. Nadiv means the giver. So much lalisa. Dorish Rava. My diksiv my yofi pamecha b'ailim is bas b'nealamim bas Nadiv. What's this possible that the bells on your shoes are beautiful, the daughter of the giver? What's this talking about? How beautiful are the legs, the regal, the feet of Klal Yisrael when the oil and the regal. Bas Nadiv, what's Pshat Bas Nadiv? Bitter shall Avraham Avinu shenikra Nadiv. Avraham is called Nadiv giver. Who is he giving to? Shenema Nadiv Amim Nesofu im Elokei Avram, Elokei Avram velo Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Why did it say Elokei Avram? What happened to Yitzchak and Yaakov? Because he was the beginning, he was the first of the Geirim, and therefore it refers to him, and he's called Nadiv. Avravidun hit Nadiv kaviyachol hit Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'schusayt nikvelo Hashem Nadiv. Avravidu was the one that volunteered to give to Hashem, to be menadav himself to Hashem, and that's why he's called with the name Nadiv. Libet Emes, we're in the Kuf Yud Aleph in the paragraph that starts, Ava his chayvus the tet aligning for kol matzav. What is love? The obligation to give to somebody else in every situation, unconditional. So Libet Emes, chidish otzum chidish avravinu bedalkozu. There's a moedig a chidish. Even after we have the story and we see it and we know it and we've heard it 100 times, we still have a hard time wrapping our brains around it. Hachidus hu she'ef shelo eves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chedish number one, you can love God. You can love the infinite. U'me'idach HaKadosh Baruch Hu oev otanu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. As a cloud, but also as a prat. Kedai she'novin heitev es goydel hachidus. In order to understand how big this chedish is. Because it doesn't sound like such a big chedish to us. We say Shema twice a day, 3 times a day. You know, we know Eva from Israel. Abba, Tanu, we said all the time, so we go built to it. But in order to understand how big the chiddush is, first we need a good definition of what's love according to Ashkofas HaTorah. Ma'ze Ava. What is Ava? There's no word more destroyed and wrecked in our heads, in our lives, than the word love. I mean, the word is completely, completely misunderstood, misinterpreted, and is one of the words that is more battered in your head than any other word. The whole world is built on love. Boy meets girl after 30 seconds, I love you. Oh, yeah? Come on, what's going on here? What's this word love? People love chicken. People love chicken. They love steak. They love mountains. They love beer. The word doesn't... What does the word mean? Well, after Hashem Elokecha, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? So we need to get a clear definition of what the word love means according to Ashkofas HaTorah. V'nei amavur b'divrei Chazal v'asvarim ha-kadoshim brought down in the words of Chazal and in the svarim ha-kadoshim, the Kabbalah svarim. What is the word Ava mean? Anybody want to guess? Yes. To give, good. His chayvus, the obligation, it's an obligation. Letet, to give, ulahanik, and to sustain, nourish. The Lord Knai, that's the word, unconditional. It's not tolu on the other person. Just stop and think for a minute. He's going to say it out, but just think about it. It's not Hashem. That means Hashem loves us unconditionally. That Hashem's love for us is not tolu on what we do. That's a big chiddush, and that's something that takes a long time to get out of your system. The performance that we are obligated to do, Tariq Mitzvahs, is not what makes Hashem love us or not love us. Hashem loves us because He loves us. And that's unconditional. You can do what you want now. You're not going to change the love. Now there's a thing called performance. 630 mitzvahs, you've got to do the mitzvahs. For Klal Yisrael.
For every single worship you ever,
I don't know. We're talking about Klal Yisrael. How it works with the goyim, how it works with the goyim, I don't know, but
Jewish equivalent of
Hitler. Yeah. The worst possible Jew, Menashe. Menashe, should we tell the story again? Everybody here know the Meister with Menashe. Ben Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There's a big repetition. Our self-esteem levels are dropping. We need to raise them a bit. You heard the Meister? Menashe. There was no one more evil than Menashe. He killed his own grandfather. He destroyed Israel. He put a barazolet into the Beit HaMikdash or whatever. When it came, push came to shove, Hashem's rachamim for him was unbounded. And you have to say that. That was the chiddush of Menashe, because Hashem's rachamim is infinite. And if it's infinite, it can't be bound. Hashem gets angry. Hashem's going to cut them. Hashem's going to wipe them out. But the only thing that Hashem's going to wipe out is Amalek. That's what I said. You're being a bad example from Hitler, Mark Shmoy. Because that's forget Amalek, we don't understand. But take all the other goyim that are not forget Amalek. Even Ishmael the tshuva, Hashem took him back. Hashem could have wiped that Ishmael on the spot. Love would have been a lot easier for us. Now Hashem judged him kasher usham, and he kept him going. Abadah. You go look in the Talmud of Bor, in the second chaylik, he discusses Hashem's love for every blade of grass. You can't imagine the loss it uses. We don't understand that so much, and I don't know if we should even try. We can't even get it. We're out with our wives, let alone shame. But in Achinami, your kasha is a good kasha in philosophy. In Achinami, the Son loves them unconditionally as well.
I'll
tell you how it works. You've got to juggle two things in your head. The nakuna you need to get into Bishvili Olam correctly is understand that you're unique. That you have a unique tasket in this world that only you can do and no one else can do. In that world, Bishvili Nivra Olam. The bigger the person, the more that tasket is. Rav Nach felt his tasket was to Machzir Kok Klal Yisrael B'tshuva. I don't know if that's my tasket. I don't know. What's your unique mission in this world? What your unique mission is, you better do it, because Bishvili Nivra Olam. Mercedes Shem says, Chayv Adam, Macho Vosibar Elamot. What's your chiv in your world? Bishvili Nivra Olam doesn't mean you've got to get into my world to do my job. But obviously, part of your Bishvili Nivra Olam is not to tread on his toes. If he's hungry, you've got to feed him. That's part of your Bishvili Nivra Olam. Total achras for the whole world that you're achras for. You're having a conflicting you've got other supporting with your child, and you get a phone call that there's an orphan in the Tanya that needs help now, can you please come? It's really Negraila. I've got to be in Beit Shemesh with my kid, I'm going to be in the Tanya with someone else's kid. Obviously you've got to know this is my primary obligation. I'm potter from that Oisik Mitzvah. Potter from Mitzvah. I mean, Lord Alecha Malacha Ligmor. You've got to bring the whole diamond to play here. All the facets of this diamond called Torah and Mitzvah have to come to play here. There's time restraint, there's obligation restraint, the person who's on his way to be quite screwing. He's parted from Sukkah. Ah, Bishvili Nivra Olam. I'm going to do it. No, you don't. Lord Alecha Malacha Ligmor. You've got to be able to know who you are and where you're, Rabbi Lashem doesn't go to his great-great-grandson's birth can't be everywhere. There's another Ashkofer here, and that is that even if you were the only person in the world, okay, and you were, there was nothing else left, Hashem would still keep the world going for you. Which means at the end of the day, the whole world is really there just for you. That's the ideal. Practically, what do? You have to start with your circle and work with your circle and ask yourself, what am I supposed to do now? The whole world, what's going on? And that's not it. No one's asking me, whether they should have nuclear weapons in Iran. That's not my big problem. I've got to do some cheshbon and nefesh over it. What am I, what's my obligations in my world? You know, how am I getting up in the morning? How am I davening? How am I learning? How am I doing chesed with my friends, my family? We just keep it simple. Just the basics, you know? Just, that's already a... It's a full day's work, huh? Excellent question. Because we're not yet just to get love from Hashem. We have to do what we have to do as well. But you're asking a very powerful question. I don't want to go into it too deeply here, but I can't ignore it either. Let's just plant the seed that the whole second part of the Sefer, which is Yitzhak Avinu, is all about performance. Yitzhak Avinu was an Abraham Avinu. Yitzhak was the performer, the Oibed Hashem. Then the Kudah is like this. The Ike is the unconditional love that exists between the husband and the wife. Okay? That love demands a performance. That love. 1 o'clock. That love demands a certain performance. That love demands performance. If you're just doing the mixes because you don't love Hashem, but you're doing them because you've got to do them, like Nachter, then you're a Nachtzadik. Then you're like Ruba the Frum world today. Nachtzadiks. Frum and keep all the mixes or whatever, but no Shaykhs to Hashem. I mean the cut of Klal Yisrael. A portion of Klal Yisrael. How many? Yes? But if you love your wife and you buy her flowers, those are different flowers to the flowers you bring home because your chosen teacher told you you've got to give your wife flowers at Erev Shabbos. You hear? When do you do the mitzvah, the simcha v'tuv leivot? When you know, I love Hashem and Hashem loves me and that's not negotiable. Now we go about seeing what we can do for each other. Hashem, how can I do something more for you? How can I keep Shabbos better for you? How can I give you my matzah? How can I make my matzahs more beautiful for you? How can I? And then you start. Then you get into what's called hidur. Because it's now, I love you, so I want to do more for you. But if I'm just doing the mitzvahs because it says you've got to do the mitzvahs, once again, I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. I'm not belittling the mitzvahs at all. But you understand that the priority is on the relationship. And if there's no relationship, then the performance becomes very dry. So Avada, why do I have to do the mitzvahs of Hashem anyway? You're right, he's going to love you whether you do or you don't. But the minute you start loving him, you want to give him. That's what Avada Rabin is Kiddush. But even if it wouldn't be good for me, I would do anything to be the worst possible thing. That don't even give up Olam Haba. The film that going to be to give up his Olam Haba because he loved Hashem so much. And it wasn't good for him. I love you so much, I'll sacrifice, I'll give up everything for you, Hashem. Others, the conquerors, the crushers, you gotta. Love breaks all boundaries. And the Moshul of Cowboys brings, you got a couple, right? You got a husband and a wife. Two couples, yeah? The one, their mama, she can't cook, she can't clean, he doesn't have a panosa, the house is a mess. It's a disaster, whatever, but they love each other. They see each other, the happiest thing, the happiest time of the day is when they're together, sitting in the mess. Not knowing where the next meal's coming from, but they love each other, they're happy. No? You've got another couple, where she's mama, she runs that house like a, you know, like a matron, and he's a big CEO, and they've got bucks, and they run, and they perform, and everything's mama spits or whatever, but they can't stand each other. So which one would you rather be brought up in? In the mess. Oh, the performance is ludicrous. Good, but there's love. The same with our relationship with Hashem. Avada, we need both. We need Avram and Yitzchak. We need the love and we need the connection and we need the relationship with unconditional love. And at the same time, we need the performance. We need the beautiful esrog and we need the mitzvahs. And we need it all. We need it all. But if you can only have one, what's better? A guy going around, you know yourself. A guy going around doing the mitzvahs and all the hidurim or whatever, but it's disconnected ruchnias completely. Oh, he has a beautiful, thriving love relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, okay? His performance is not so great. Once again, you have to be careful here. You're bordering on Christianity here. I've got to give a strong warning, and I've said it many, many times, that other Sfarim, that you've got to be very careful here. You get into this thing of it's just enough to love Hashem and forget about the Torah, that's called Christianity. Rachman al-Islam. You're very careful. Person's going to get to Shammai, then the mitzvahs, they're going to pull your hair out. There's no game here. The Schav Oynesh, and they you got a guy that Kofa Bekim, he says, I don't have to commit to the Shem will love me anyway. It's true, he does love you anyway, because his love for you is not totally on your promise. And we proved it many times. The famous Chofetz Chaim with Shabbos, that you can mechal Shabbos for a Sophic Jew, even though once you save him, he goes back to being a Goy, he's never going to keep Shabbos. So you see that just keep being allowed in the house. Many, many rise that that's the case. But to mevatel Torah, you can't mevatel the mitzvahs. On the contrary, loving Hashem enhances the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs are now being done because I love you, Hashem. I want to give to you, as opposed to I want to just fulfill my obligations. But if I need to fulfill your obligations, chas v'chalila, not to... That's the whole Shia Lamaisa on what... Oh, this is your... That's the whole Shia Lamaisa. Why are we waiting for the Shia? We're waiting for the Shia to be able to do the mitzvahs properly. That's the thing you could have.